Thank you, Tim, for those songs. For an opening meditation, invite your attention to Luke chapter 9, verses 23 to 25. It's about a week and a half ago, got an envelope in the mail. Oh, it's about a 5x7 envelope, and on the outside it was addressed to me, and on the back it said, luxury card. And opened it up, and here it was, a MasterCard trying to advertise their credit card. And on the one sheet, it was just white sheet, blank, except for in the middle, in bold letters, it said, life without limits. Now think through that a little bit. Life without limits. Is that a positive or a negative? And then it talked about experience more. There were a few things that were in fine print that they obviously did not have in bold. But that was the bold print, what was supposed to catch your attention. Life without limits. Experience more. Compare that with Luke chapter 9, verses 23 through 25. And he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be cast away? Now we could ask the question, gaining the whole world, is that without limit? No, the world itself has limits. We are limited. And to think that we can experience life without limits, the way that credit card company wants to portray it, that's an illusion. That is so far from reality. But it tries to put something in your mind that there's something out there that's better. Aaron, if you would bring, there's a picture that I'd like for him to put up there. And look carefully, and what is the message that you get from a picture like that? What saying comes to your mind? Grass is greener on the other side of the fence. The cow is stretching through the fence to get to the grass, and she looks around, and she sees, again, on the other side, which is actually her side, and she complicates things. Now, think of a cow in a pasture just calmly grazing. Which one is experiencing the most freedom? The one who's always itching for the grass on the other side of the fence, or the one who is content with the grass that is so readily available? Thank you, Aaron. Whenever you want to shut it off. Well, this credit card advertisement, in the fine print, it had a high annual fee attached to this card. And I would dare say, if you would get that card and you'd use it, you're going to be accountable to someone. There are some limitations to how you'll be using that. You'll have to pay up. There are consequences. It's just common sense that we are limited creatures. We're limited by time. And the psalmist tells us to teach us to number our days so that we can apply our hearts unto wisdom. We're limited by space. We can only be at one place at one time. We're limited in our knowledge. We have these limitations all around us. Are the limitations for our benefit, or are they negatives in our lives? And I would like to say they are positives in our lives. If you look at the scripture here, what Christ teaches here, denying oneself, taking up our cross daily, every day, and following him. And then in verse 24, Christ says, whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And I think that would be sort of the idea that if you're trying to live life without limits, you're actually ending up losing what true living is about. Because when you're doing that, I am number one, and that's what I'm living for. And whenever we look at ourselves as number one, we're living for a cause that's pretty small. But when we follow Christ and we lay down our personal desires, the desires that we have outside of Christ, and we lay those down and we follow Him, we experience life. And may I say, there's an eternal dimension to it that is without limits when we actually recognize those limitations that we do have. When we live for a cause greater than ourselves, that gives purpose to life. I'm not sure if you would have to pick out a person here in the audience who is the most free this morning. I don't know who you would choose. Does anyone want to venture? I would probably choose a baby. One who is very limited in its abilities, but who is as free as a little child who is completely dependent on its parents. There are no inhibitions, no. In church, if it starts cooing and gurgling, you know, it's fine. As adults, that's not fine for you. You know, who is as free as a little innocent child? And I wonder, is that what Christ was talking about when we said, unless we become like little children, we cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven? To recognize how limited we are, how dependent we are on our Heavenly Father for our care. And I think that second song we sang just brings that out so well, how the Father cares for us. Just numerous phrases in there. He's your defense. He preserves your going out and your coming in. He doesn't sleep. He's watching over us, and the list goes on. When we recognize our limitations and our dependence, the more freedom we can actually experience versus how that cow pushing against those limits, it brings us into bondage when we focus on what our, how would you say, we recognize our limitations, but when we always try to go beyond those limitations, that's what brings bondage to us. In Luke 12, we have the account of the rich fool. I think I'll just go ahead and quickly read that scripture. In Luke 12, verse 16, Christ speaking says, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully, and he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Life without limits, so to speak. And God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. And here's just simply the warning, don't live for yourself. Live for a bigger cause. Live for the kingdom of God. Philippians 4:5, I think, is a verse that we always want to keep in mind as we think about this coming year. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. And that is a reason why we need to limit ourselves. And maybe just practically speaking, if you look at this past week with Christmas, had a wedding yesterday, those who limited themselves on their intake in food, in variety as well as quantity, probably experienced more freedom than those who gorged themselves, who tried to do without the limitations. If you limit yourself, you feel better physically and you feel better about yourself as a person than if you just pig out, so to speak, and just gorge yourself and you, just glutzy, you know, that kind of feeling. And so let's recognize our limits. We're finite, and let's be moderate and to remember the day of the Lord is at hand. Let's keep watching. Shall we kneel and pray? Father in heaven, we thank you for the way that you have created us with limitations, and help us to just more fully realize the importance of depending on you. You do care for us. You watch over us. You want what is good for us. And so help us to become more like little children in being dependent on our Heavenly Father. We pray your blessing on the Sunday school period. Pray that you would bless each of the teachers who have studied and prepared, and pray that we could have discussions that are encouraging, uplifting, a time of learning from you and from each other. We glorify you. You are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.